Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. I am Jewel Callender, MA student in History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, Thursday, September 9th, 1830, Codrington College was consecrated as the first Anglican theological college in the Western Hemisphere. The college was the vision of Christopher Codrington III, the grandson of the founder of the Codrington Estates. He bequeathed two plantations, Society and Consett, to the Society for the Propagation of the Gospel in Foreign Parts, or the SPG. The plantations in the picturesque setting of St. John were to be used to construct a college modeled after Oxford and Cambridge. According to the Reverend John Holder, Codrington's will outlined his desire to have, and I quote, a convenient number of professors and scholars maintained there, all of them to be under vows of poverty and chastity and obedience, who shall be obliged to study and practice physics and surgery as well as divinity, end of quote. However, in 1745, instead of a college, a grammar school was established on the property, as it was felt that there were no students in the West Indies academically equipped to undertake collegiate studies. Therefore, the sons of the local gentry, such as Robert Boucher Clark, who later became the Chief Justice of Barbados, were educated at the Codrington Grammar School. In 1829, the first Bishop of Barbados, the Right Reverend William Hart Coleridge, with the sanction and cooperation of the trustees of the SPG, reverted to the original vision of the founder and began the reorganization of the institution to facilitate the college. The grammar school, now the Lodge School, was moved to the Chaplain's Lodge. The Reverend J.H. Pinder, who was a graduate of Caius College, Cambridge, was appointed as the first principal. He was assisted by the Reverend E.P. Smith of Pembroke College, Oxford, who was the tutor, and Dr. J.D. Maycock, Esquire, M.D., who was appointed professor of medicine. According to Bishop Thomas Parry, young men who were citizens or residents of the British West Indies were eligible for admission to the college as commoners or exhibitioners. Candidates for holy orders or exhibitioners had to be young men between 20 and 22 years old. They were expected to take an examination in one of the Gospels in Greek, Homer and Virgil, a Latin or English composition, as well as scripture history. Potential students also had to provide testimonials of good conduct, their parents' marriage certificates, their baptismal certificates, along with proof of their place of birth. The SPG Trust covered the fees of the exhibitioners for their 3-year college certificate, while commoners pursuing a 2-year certificate course were expected to pay $54 per term or £55 sterling per year for tuition, room and board, use of the library and commons. Today, 191 years later, on the anniversary of the consecration of the oldest tertiary institution in the English-speaking Caribbean, Codrington College continues to offer theological programs for students across the Caribbean.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.